Total multi-cover and more. Admiral Insurance. Always looking out for you.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
As a caterpillar that unexpectedly woke up as a butterfly one morning, I thought nothing new could shock me. Then I had my first surprise cold shower.
Oh, freezing!
Luckily, I had Scottish Power Boiler Care, and an engineer was round to fix it. Phew! If you want to protect your boiler and help keep your home running smoothly, sign up to selected Boiler Care before March 31st, and you can enjoy 50% off your first 3 months. But don't delay. Like me, the time will fly. Find out more at scottishpower.co.uk.
T's and C's apply. See scottishpower.co.uk. 3 months half price offer until 31st of March 2025 on selected boiler care provided by Domestic in General.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah. Your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gambleaware.org.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, there's a row between the government and judges about immigration law. It's after the Prime Minister criticised a decision to let a Palestinian family stay in the UK. The country's most senior judge has since said the PM was wrong to comment. We've been speaking to ex-Justice Secretary Michael Gove.
I love the judiciary, but no one should try to tell the Prime Minister or any parliamentarian what they can and cannot discuss in Parliament.
Both the US and Russia say they're putting together negotiating teams to try and end the Ukraine war. No other countries were invited to the initial talks they held in Saudi Arabia earlier. But Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says no deal he's not part of will be valid.
It is critical that any negotiations to end the war are not happening behind the backs of the key parties affected by the Russian aggression.
A man has been jailed for sending threatening emails to the MP Jess Phillips. 38-year-old Jack Bennett, who's from Devon, has been given a 28-week sentence. And ministers say greyhound racing will be banned in Wales as soon as possible. It would make it the first part of the UK to do so. Charities say the sport is cruel to dogs, leading to injuries and deaths.
Sport.
Celtic need to come from 2-1 down at Bayern Munich if they're to reach the last 16 of the Champions League tonight. They've not reached that stage since 2013. Liverpool boss Arne Slot's revealed he'll be without forward Cody Gakpo and defender Joe Gomez for tomorrow's Premier League clash at Aston Villa. They can extend their lead at the top of the table to 10 points with a victory. And England will host Australia at Twickenham in the first match of this year's Rugby Union Autumn Nations Series. They'll then welcome Fiji and New Zealand before Argentina travel to London for the first time in 3 years.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to winterproof your vehicle.
Mostly dry and chilly overnight with lows dropping down to freezing. Tomorrow will be milder with some rain, highs reaching 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom, you're Johnny Vaughan.
And you're Santa Templeton. Good evening.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X. Nailing it. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Caring.
Sharing.
Daring to
be different.
Oh, I missed the last bit.
Okay. It's the 4 till 7 thing. Caring.
Sharing.
Daring to be different. God, it's so long since we've done that, but it feels so good, doesn't it?
It's fantastic.
Really good. And I can feel our listeners smile as one.
Yeah, I can hear them smiling.
I can hear them smiling. I love that sound. It's Tuesday, February the 18th. If you really love people, you can hear them smiling.
You can.
Definitely. You can just hear them. You know you can. I can always hear my mum when she smiles.
Sure.
From miles away. Something funny's happening on the telly. I can just hear that smile. Lovely thing. You all right, mum? Sort of, Mum, lend us a fiver. Right, here we go.
But Ma.
Go on, Ma. Sorry.
Nick Cotton.
No, but I tried
it's the
sort
funniest
of,
character
the funniest
ever.
Character ever. It's like, off.
Gizzy tenner.
Sort of, Ma, lend us a fiver. He once said that.
Yes.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got dinner party chit chat coming up for you. A threefer to engage anyone should they be coming around for dinner at your gaff tonight. Plus, Gail's warning. Gail's, the bakery, we know what you're up to. AI, sure. Thanks, Gav.
Sure.
Also, I've got TJ's Terrific Tuesday Top 10. Today, play your most attractive bearded male celebrities. Right. These are the most attractive male celebrities. Next week, we're going to be looking at the ladies.
Sure.
Okay. This is the Black Keys howling for you. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
All right.
Radio X.
up with women's clothes, messed around with gender roles, gender roles. Dye my eyes and call me pretty.
James, right here on Radio X, I bet. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you know what? Mm-hmm. I've got Dr. Sun Templeton here. I've got Gavin the Woodman Woods here. And that's what matters for this intensely competitive friendly, mm-hmm. which might sound like a paradox, but if you listen to the show, you'll get that. You'll really get why that is actually a wonderful paradox. Mm. And you know, you'll probably talk about that a bit later. Mm. Sure. And I heard this wonderful paradox this evening, because it's time for TJ's Tuesday Top 10! So, it's that intensely competitive friendly that's friendly but intensely competitive.
Yeah, sure.
A study by Barbershop Ruffians. Hello, Ruffians. Yeah, I want a haircut, please. I've got... Let me have a look. Is any... Why, when they've got booking books... Mm. Firstly, those books always so scribbled out.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going, I'd like a haircut? No, cancel it.
Yeah.
I've just looked, cancel it. No. Yeah,
they are more scrawled than restaurant booking books.
It's like, yeah. Let me just look for you.
Yeah.
You think you, there's two chairs, there's two of you.
Yeah. There are only so many slots in
a not sure Dean can do.
Page.
Hang on. Yeah. No, because he's out. He's got a 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that all. You're thinking, what? I just want a skinhead.
I think you two are going to hairdressers in the 80s.
No, we're not. It still happens at several locally.
Mm.
And it's worse with those computers. Then it's just scrolling. Let me have a look. And they just pant and breathe every go. You can't be. And then they start doing that talk thing where they go, because Jeff's got a
it's a wash and cut. Yeah.
Dean's got, so he's going.
This is why I book everything through an app. You don't have to talk to anyone.
He's probably going to be. Simon might be. It's Dave. Right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Study by Barbershop Ruffians has revealed the hottest male bearded celebrities based on attractiveness and online popularity. They use attractiveness test tool and Google keyword planner to measure different attractiveness factors and search numbers.
Okay.
So, back off, sons. Stop undermining the shtick, yeah? Because heads or tails...
tails.
You lose.
Since it's got an unfair advantage
you
here.
Well, I don't know if they seem to be basing it on what people are asking for in
the
barbers.
Yeah, but you're likely to intuit that anyway.
No, because she doesn't like normal people. Mm. As far as I can work out, she certainly tries to destroy our shtick. We were quite enjoying, Gav, for no real reason.
Go on,
what year are you guys going to the barbers then?
I just don't think people
what year are you doing
it?
Yeah, they do it. They do it, a lot of them, in fact.
Sure.
And even if you're doing it online, they'll still do it on paper there. And shut up anyway.
Sure.
Right. Sorry, but Mrs. HR, she was really doing badly there. She was being nasty. Right. Starting off with Chris Evans. Gav, is Zac Efron higher or lower?
Than Chris Evans?
Yeah, than Chris
the
Evans.
Actor.
Yeah, not Chris Evans, the actor.
Oh,
Chris
not
Evans.
The Captain America Chris Evans.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
You're not Evo. Go on.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, they're both great-looking guys.
They are.
I'm going to go Chris Evans is higher.
No, Zac Efron's higher.
Okay.
Think about it. Sort of fans he's got are going to search more. Think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you another chance.
Okay.
What?
I am, because you're just obnoxious. And
I'm
I gave you a birthday present. No, all right, go on then. Zac Efron. Right. We're with. But do you think more or less people searched for David Beckham? Is he higher or lower in our attractive index?
Higher.
No, he's way lower.
Really?
No one really likes
Zac Efron's a babe. So.
Come on, I think you're underestimating Zac Efron.
He's hot.
Also,
it's not my type.
Beckham, very British.
Yeah. International Google search.
Oh, I didn't realise this was an international.
Outside that, online popularity, outside that.
Sure.
Okay, with David Beckham. But do you think Zayn Malik higher or lower than Beckham?
I'm going to go higher.
Way higher. Well done. Now you get into the spirit of it.
Sure.
Think about it. Beckham's fans, they're not the Google brigade.
Yeah.
Same as Chris Evans is, as opposed to...
This is more of a sort of TMZ search, isn't
right,
it? Yeah,
right, yeah. Now you get
who are you?
I know who TMZ are. I can floss.
Have you just aged... Hey, wait. Have you just aged him off again?
She has.
She's aged both of us off with
really
the...
Surprised.
When did you last get your haircut? No, you turns out you're a nasty little ageist goth. Right, here we go. We're with Zayn Malik. But do you think Ryan Gosling, higher or lower than Zayn Malik?
Higher.
Low is lower, Gav. Gav, think about your TMZ stats. Okay.
Ryan's hot.
Okay. We're with Ryan Gosling. We're looking at the attractive index score to measure different attractiveness factors and search numbers for... It's based on attractiveness, online popularity, bearded celebrities.
Yeah.
The hottest.
Right.
I just realised Ryan's not that known for being beardy,
no,
is he?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Stupido.
Right, we're with Ryan Gosling.
Right.
But do you think Tom Cruise... See, I never think of him as bearded.
No.
No. Last Samurai, maybe? Did he have a beard?
Oh, yeah, beard. Not really. Yeah. For the shipwreck bit.
Yeah.
Right, oh, no, it was no shipwreck bit. I'm thinking about another thing. So, we're with Ryan... It's Ryan Gosling, but is Tom Cruise higher or lower?
Lower.
He is lower. Now you're getting into it.
Yeah.
Right. Mind you, you're no spring chicken yourself. Right, we're with Tom Cruise. Do you think Tom Ford is higher or lower? That's about your era, actually. Go on.
Tom Ford?
Tom Ford, I said, yes. The fashion designer.
The designer?
Yes. No, another Tom Ford runs a garage.
Oh, I just thought we were
He's a handsome
about...
fellow.
No, the guy started...
I wouldn't have thought of him as like a...
Started mass production in Detroit.
Who was being Googled. Lower.
It is lower. Well done, you see. When you relax and you're nice, you actually are quite good. Okay, Tom Ford.
So passive aggressive.
Okay, Henry Cavill. What do we think? Higher or lower?
Higher.
It is higher. Well done, sons. Okay, now this is a kill.
Alicia nodded a lot there. Yeah.
Okay. Agreed.
Okay. Easy, Gav. That's not for you to start shaming her. Yeah?
I'm not in trouble.
No,
don't
you
worry.
Are. You just kink shamed
She's
her.
Fine.
Okay, fair enough. This is Henry Cavill. But is Virat Kohli higher or lower?
Who?
I don't know.
Cricketer?
Yes.
Yeah. Lower?
No, he's higher.
What?
Ah, Gavin's chance to take it. No, you're going to lose this.
I know, because Gav's I have no idea who that person is.
Because do you know why? Because you're too old. Are you ready for this?
So we're with Virat Kohli,
yeah.
Can I Google him?
Yeah, of course you can. Back off, Grandma, and let Gav win this. Okay, here we go. We're with Virat Kohli.
He's got a lovely beard.
He's got a nice beard.
Strong beard, yeah.
Strong.
Yeah.
Hey, it's really nice to have live beard reaction. That's really good. we should do that as an item. Sunset's reaction to bearded men.
It's really nice.
Oh, I like that. No. Because everyone, you're on record as liking... Yeah,
I like a beard.
You like a beard, yeah. But is Prince William higher or lower?
He's higher.
Yes,
of course he's higher.
Get in there. 3-2 to Sunter, but Gav takes the game. There really is no justice when it comes to the hottest male bearded celebrity poll conducted by ruffians using different attractiveness factors and search numbers. What's hot about that is that beards didn't actually seem to come into
really
it top
much. No.
I've never seen such a clean-shaven bunch, apart from, of course, Virat Kohli. He reacted very strongly. You can see why he's there. He's actually got a beard. Here's the Stereophonics.
Yesterday's doing fine, not too much on my mind. Dragging my feet in the sand, looking out at the sea. Today my mind's not right, got the weight of the world on fire. I'm burning my energy, I'm bringing it to my knees. In this 21st century, to help this sinner please.
the cries do the thief. Stop stealing pain for yourself. I leave nothing for deathbed bones. And the solitude just for jokes. Igniting my energy. I'm bringing me to my knees. In this 21st century. So help this sinner, please. This is only one part of me.
There's always going to be something. There certainly is something good if you're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing where you're never far away from something fun. Hey! Thank you very much for all your boxed surprises. It's been wonderful to have those coming in. Danny from Greenock, my neighbour was partially blind, gave me a pair of socks in a Malteser box at Christmas. They were new. Thank you very much.
Well, at least there's that.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Also, I found a couple of yum-yums in a box at Greg's earlier. Couldn't believe my luck. Yum-yum, says Simon from Golford. Lovely stuff. While our mouths are watering, we've got a dinner party next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody. That's
just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop excludes marketplace. Geographical and other restrictions apply. Minimum spend and delivery fees apply. Full terms at ocado.com/price promise.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
You'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Oh, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply at gambleaware.org.
Go on, reward yourself. Get £100 worth of club card points when you book a holiday with EasyJet Holidays using club card vouchers. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Exchange your club card vouchers and book by 13th of April. T's and C's apply.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you.
but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Radio X. Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Happy Tuesday, Johnny Vaughan. Happy Tuesday, Gavin the Woodman Woods. Happy Tuesday, Sunta Templeton. Happy Tuesday, the rest of them. Chris Moyles here. Tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show, we'll be celebrating Wednesday. And it'll be only a few days before my big birthday show. So tune in to the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning when you wake up.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X. With up to 30% off selected bedroom storage at IKEA. Lee bought a bedside table to store all the bits for the new knitting knack. So when it's more knot than knitwear, they can put it all in one place. Visit IKEA for all your bedroom storage needs. IKEA, the wonderful everyday. Available online and in store for IKEA family members only from 14th of February to 2nd of March. Subject to availability.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Cause the land, it don't pay me. I beg my landlord for something.
is the importance of being idle right here on Radio X. Let's have some dinner party chit chat.
Oh, lovely.
Looks like I've got a load of guests coming in.
Hi.
I've got Ken and Norma. Hello, Norms.
Lovely to see
how are you?
Great.
How are you? Sir Kenneth, my lord, my liege.
I'm fantastic, John. How are you this
Not
evening?
Too bad. Yeah. Not too bad. Lily and Brian are here as well.
Sure.
Hi, Lil. Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Right. Come on in. I've got just travel news.
Okay.
Really. Well, not travel news, but travel excuses that I've noticed. These are all excuses that relate to travel in some way.
Go on.
First up, are you ready for this? I mean, it's quite dark driving here. These days, have you noticed how bright everyone's headlights are?
Yes, the LED ones. It's ridiculous.
Right.
If you've got a Range Rover behind you and you're in a normal car... Your rearview mirror is...
Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't
blinding.
It? Right.
It's horrible.
You see, on my car auto dips for you.
Okay,
It senses oncoming cars.
Even if you're not on brights?
Yes.
Right.
No, you're on brights.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
Or full beam, as it's called.
Full beam.
Rather than brights.
I call them brights.
You can't get much of a chance to put your full beam on, can you?
No. I don't.
No, Johnny uses full beam everywhere.
I always use full beam. Yeah. I like people to know
He's a full beam kind of guy.
I'm a full beam guy, yeah. I used to like that. Don't dazzle. Dip your headlights.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
It's the headlight that says, I'm coming through.
Yeah.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, which is what my Uncle Harry actually used to say I'm not going to say when.
Don't dazzle. Dip your headlights.
Hey, that's the advert.
Wow. That was quick.
Unbelievably fast.
No, that's unbelievable.
No, he's playing all innocent. Why was that so fast?
Why was that, T-Duck? Did you know that was coming?
No, I'm just... Give me some credit.
No, we won't.
Well, that was
it in there
that
before?
Was so angry. That was really psycho.
It really
was. That
was
like, we're going to go home and you've got a little studio of your own.
You've got me rocking now.
It's got falling down.
No, but it's like the sort of guy who goes home and he's a DJ on his own radio show. You know? And does our whole show.
Yeah.
And hi, I'm Tough Harry. This is I'm just saying, it was a little bit desperate, that was, mate. Anyway, the question is, would headlight glare be such a problem for you? It would put you off driving. 25% of motorists say it's an issue now. They drive less at night.
I don't like driving at night because of them.
Okay, is that why they've done it then? Just to lessen traffic?
You add a bit of rain to that little cocktail, and it's
horrible.
Just ridiculous.
You throw some rain
every raindrop is magnifying it.
You're in a world of pain.
It's crazy out there.
Okay, but is that another reason why insurance premiums are soaring? 83936, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, guys, next up.
Go on.
Another excuse. With EV drivers, electric car campaigners are calling on the advertising watchdog to clamp down on the alphabet soup of terms used to describe vehicles. They're saying this is why more people aren't buying electric vehicles.
Why?
Because they've got PHEV, plug-in hybrid electric vehicle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
HEV, hybrid electrical vehicle. PCEV, fuel cell electrical vehicle. MHEV, mild hybrid electric vehicle.
Mild?
That's an American thing. They can't say video. They have to say VCR. They have got... SUV instead of just a car.
Yeah, they like
car,
all that. Yeah, yeah. Instead of just a car.
It's a car.
It's a sports utility vehicle. It's a 4x4 or a people carrier.
A van. Yeah, it's a van.
It's a van.
What do they call in America? The people van?
A minivan, they call it.
No, it's not a sports utility.
Yeah, they call it a minivan. No, an SUV is like a 4x4.
Yeah, it's a personal carrying vehicle, PCV or something. Anyway, guys.
Go on.
They're trying to distract you from why people aren't buying electric cars. They say, it's the acronyms. No, it's not. It's because they are so expensive.
Yep.
Yes.
They haven't made it cheaper to run due to the astronomical price it is to charge at any charging terminal. Also, all manufacturers lie about the mileage of the cars.
Yes, they do, yeah.
And they cover themselves in the small print, but I'm not sure... That's part of the sales agreement. I'm going to go through mine.
Sure.
Because in mine, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It says 238 miles. That's its maximum. And I can tell you now, that 238...
Is it more like half that?
Barely gets me 110.
Really?
With the radio and a little bit of heating.
A bit of normal.
Or aircon.
Yeah,
that's literally, these days, we all have to travel. We're all driving along in anoraks. Right. We all have to wear anoraks. It's like being on the beach in the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, so let's discuss what puts you off, why you'd buy an electric car, why you wouldn't buy electric cars.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, the main incentive really for people in London is no congestion charge or the emission charges around the place. But that's threatening to change that as well. Are they really supporting it, or are they just buying? Is it just all owned by the fuel companies and trying to put you off?
You haven't even mentioned the residual values either.
Oh,
my God.
Why'd you do that to me?
Just to twist the knife a little.
And lastly, more travel. So these are all excuses. Like, oh, we didn't want to drive because of the headlights. Oh, we want to buy an EV because of the acronyms.
Okay.
Last up, yeah? The Gen Z.
Yeah.
Do you know why a lot of them aren't travelling? Because they're worried about the environment. I don't want to go on holiday.
It does seem like a decent excuse.
No. Do you know what it is? It's money. It's just money. So it's sort of like, it's a really nice way to bow out because they feel that Insta pressure.
Rather than say they haven't got
money. You take a kid who says, I'm worried about, offer them a holiday then, like an influencer gets for free. So that's a shame. We're just about to offer you a free week. Well, I'm not so eco-anxious now. That's all you got to do. Before you start doing surveys, say you do this survey, and as a result, if you fill this out to our satisfaction, you get drawn, you get a free holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Then as soon as they've taken the survey, it doesn't really matter because they're in a lottery for a free holiday anyway. They're just liars. The reason Gen Z are such a weird lot, do you know what it is? Because they're the first mob of the digital natives, which means they have no real respect for their parents who couldn't educate them about the world they live in.
Mm.
Any more than my dad could program a VHS.
This is the beginning of it, SDL life. You best stop moving like you're running out of time. The realization coming over your mind that it should be a kind of, if you could just find the answer, you know it could be a kind of, if you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. You better start grafting cause you're running out of time. The roof is on fire and it's raining outside. But it should be a cut-off. If you could just find the answer, you know it could be a cut-off. If you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. Because the hardest part of the game isn't even playing the game, it's caring enough to care about the things that you're doing. Oh, it's so we cry and shame. Pretending that it's hard. It's hard to see the finish when you don't know where to start. I could write a stanza and put you in a song. Detail all the times and you were right and I was wrong. Flashbacks to the only place I felt like I belong. You'll never be a king when you're acting like a pawn. Because the hardest part of the game
Radio X.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. Life's one big circle and it does end. When it ends, will you still be my friend? Am I making a fool of myself? Or tell me I'm not making a fool of myself. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know, that make your head spin around. So get yourself together, you're jumping back on the ground. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. I take my hats off to the busker man. When they drown all the sorrows, they're singing song. Now everything has worked out to plan, but believe me, he's smiling as long as he can. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someplace that you don't know, that made your head spin around. So get your sense together and jump it back on the ground. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you can achieve in the air. And you try so hard, but you're all gonna quit. And I know you try so hard, but you're all gonna quit. So reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know, that made your head spin around. So get yourself together and get your feet back on the ground. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know, that made your head spin around. So get yourself together and get your feet back on the ground.
Same jeans. Thank you so much for all your response to our dinner party chit chat. Johnny, my favourite motorway pastime, I was talking about these very, very bright new headlights.
Yeah.
It's a classic game of mirror Tetris.
What's
this? It's a thrilling challenge where I fine-tune my side mirrors to precision angles, ensuring that the full wrath of the high beams behind me is reflected right back in their asses. Sorry, in their eyeballs. In my head, and this is what I love about this,
yeah.
Even script the inevitable showdown at the next set of traffic lights. Oi, your mirrors are blinding me. Well, your lights and my mirrors are blinding me. Yeah, but sounds like your problem, my friend. I rev off. Great little script. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I just paid $29.99 for a pair of those bulbs you're talking about for my transit van after watching We Will Do This.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I installed them this afternoon. They lit the daylight up.
Wow.
Reports Mark in Middlesbrough. We're back with what we've learned. It's next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Hey, mate, what's with the giant pile of letters?
Letters? Ah, my bill room.
Bill room?
Yeah, Can't open them, can't throw them out, so they go in the pile.
You've got a giant pile of unopened bills, big enough for a room, and you don't want to open them because...
Don't
want to
know.
Right, well, maybe if you open them, you wouldn't have to sleep in the bath.
Yeah.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from the age of 7. That's why our expert Barclays team is here, to help you take control of your money today. Barclays, make money work for you.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
Oh, well, that's just delicious. Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday's your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if a loved one's heart stopped? Many of us will witness a cardiac arrest in our lifetime. That's why British Heart Foundation developed Reviver. Learning CPR with Reviver is simple. The award-winning digital training is free and teaches you CPR and how to use a defibrillator. Learn CPR today with Reviver. For more information, search BHF Reviver.
Johnny Vaughan.
I'm so sick, sick, sick and tired of working just to be retired. I don't want to get that far. I don't want your company car. Promotions ain't my thing. Name badges are not interesting. It's much easier for me, see, to stay at home with Richard and Judy. Falling round here, feet dragging on the pavement. The same people with the same arrangement. Well, it can be quite funny. You're making other people money. My working day has just begun. It's not the time you want, I would come back. I want to wake up in the afternoon. We get to tea on my favorite shoe. Cause it is much easier. Well, I'm here.
the Johnny Rottenness of that last.
It seems to somehow combine Johnny Rotten and Joe Strummer in one
weird
sound.
Yeah. And we don't care.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, isn't it? Anyway, that's The Enemy. This was the 4 till 7 thing. Here's what we learned. Tuesday's always been HR day here on Radio X. Isn't that right, Alicia?
No comment.
Thank you very much. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Happy birthday, Sunta. It's been an it must have been exhausting talking in old English, particularly for old Abe Lincoln.
Definitely.
This day, February. If you watch that film,
Lincoln.
Yeah. He doesn't stop talking in old English. Must be exhausting. I mean, no one can watch that film even once.
No.
It must have been exhausting talking in Old English. We've just heard that. Alessandro Giuseppe Antonio Anastasio Volta invented the first ever battery.
The battery?
Yeah. He discovered methane. He also discovered voltage because electricity is already there. So, you know, you don't ever invent things like that. Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters isn't metal, but it's ferrous. Biffy Clyro are neither mountain nor the sea. He's a rock god. Great guy. Putting a cat cafe next to a dog grooming parlor is like putting a mod record shop next to a rocker's bar. According to you, Zayn Malik is a more attractive male bearded celebrity than Ryan Gosling. If I had £1 million, I'd get a mink bike. ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Sunta Templeton. Thanks, Gav. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Alicia from HR. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Harry. Richie Wolford is up next, live from Cardiff. I know. I shall speak to you tomorrow.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
Seven fan. Radio X. And up next.
It's Rich Wolfenden with you on the Radio X Evening Show in for Dan O'Connell once again. And tonight we're giving you the chance once more to win VIP tickets to see Sam Fender at Withenshaw Park. Radio
X. This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to Gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you. But we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
When the kids eat us out of house and home, we just eat groceries from Sainsbury's. When do they leave home?
For last-minute groceries and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Participating stores, a minimum spend applies. Other charges apply, subject to availability. See justeat.co.uk for details.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody. That's not just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop excludes marketplace. Geographical and other restrictions apply. Minimum spend and delivery fees apply. Full terms at Ocado.com/price promise.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Radio X Evening Show.
Radio X.
Nice one, Johnny Vaughan and the 4 till 7 Fang Gang. They're back tomorrow. And you guessed it, yeah, 4 o'clock. But it's Rich Wolfenden with you now. In for Dan O'Connell once again. It's Tuesday, so tonight we are doing two for Tuesday. Back-to-back brilliance from the artist of the moment, which is, of course, Mr. Sam Fender, who I'm going to be giving you the chance to win two VIP tickets to see him live in Withenshaw Park. That's coming up very soon on the Radio X Evening Show. But we start tonight with a British classic. This is the Libertines. Don't Look Back Into the Sun.
The sun. Now you know that the time has come, and they said it would never come for you.